In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is an intense fight in the Republican Party. There is trench warfare in the Republican Party. And unfortunately, I'm not referring to, say, the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzingers. Liz Cheney has put down history as the Joan of Arc of American history right now by standing up to Trump and the attack on our democracy. I'm not talking about that. I wish I were. I wish there were a lot of Liz Cheneys and Adam Kinzingers, but there are not. What I'm talking about is a fight between the Trump people and the mainstream Democratic or mainstream Republican Party, who want to do many of the things that Trump did, but do it in a less dramatic way, do it in a less obvious way, and try not to get all the lightning strikes of hate against them the way Trump does. And the main representatives of these two strains in the Republican Party, Donald Trump and Mike Pence, the vice president. Now, Mike Pence is a guy with no shame, and he's a very weird guy. He's as strange as a $3 bill, this guy. No one wants him as president, but he wants to be president, and he has a problem. He has a problem. When you have the Trump base of the party building a gallows and walking through the halls going, "Hang Mike Pence," you know, you might look at that and say, he's going to have an uphill battle. Really? You think so? An uphill battle getting these guys? Well, Mike Pence is doggedly out there doing it. His endorsed candidate, Kemp, in Georgia, beat Trump's endorsed candidate. And now Pence is down in Arizona campaigning against the Trump candidates, The main one is Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is really bad news. She is a Trump type down there. She was an anchor in the Phoenix area. And, you know, she, in fact, when she sort of reminds me of Kristi Noem and Kim Reynolds and people like that, the Duchess of Foxconn and all that, nothing more than Trump clones. She is called Fake Lake down there. And not by the Democrats. She's called Fake Lake down there by the Republicans. She is running against someone that Pence is supporting. Trump has supported Fake Lake. In the Senate race down there, there's a fellow endorsed by Trump named Blake Masters, who's a guy, came out of Stanford about 12 years ago. He was pro-choice and pro-open borders. He was the left of the Democratic Party. Now he suddenly goes, "No, I'm Trump. I'm Trump," just like J.D. Vance in Ohio. I got a question for Pete's sake. How stupid are people? Are they going to fall for a guy like J.D. Vance or this Blake Masters down there going, "Okay, I'm pro-choice and I'm pro-open borders and blah, blah. Oh, okay. I'm going to switch 180 degrees and go Trump"? Do people fall for this stuff? Do they want to even see people that degraded? Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're first in line. Thanks for calling, Dick. What's on your mind today?
I'm going to try and go with something positive like we talked about or you did each week, come up with something.
Good.
All right. Gas prices are going down. That's good. They're not where they should be in correlation to the barrel price right now. I did some research, and they should be about $3.35 to $3.40 a gallon, where they're about $3.75, $3.80. Okay, next thing, everybody, you know, whining about this economy, lowest unemployment rate in 52 years. The dollar is strong, the strongest currency in the world right now. What people seem to forget is we came out of a pandemic when production went way, way down in across the board and everything. So, duh, you're going to have these supply chain problems coming out of one. Now demand is way up. Now you got to find a way to tinker around with that, I understand, to try and beat inflation down or a recession down. But we're doing that way better than Europe and then right. The rest of the world.
Right. No, Dick, you're hitting the nail on the head. I love the positive stuff, Dick. I love the positive stuff. You've given the data. Gas prices are coming down. Republicans can't stand it. They always like to yell inflation after they screwed up everything else under Trump. Now that's coming down. Unemployment, like you say, strongest since 1968, strongest dollar. Thanks a lot for calling in. That's great stuff. Nick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Nick?
Hey, Matt. Hey, thanks for taking my call. The reason I was calling is I was actually thinking about something you talked about last week. And first of all, full disclosure, you know, I'm a conservative, but I think I'm reasonable. And I cannot stand Trump. I always told people that who supported Trump that I know that, you know, if he strangled a puppy in front of you, you would admire his technique. But then last week you said that, you know, Joe Biden will go down as possibly one of the best presidents in U.S. history. And, Matt, I don't see it. You're no different and no better in that respect.
You know, Nick, you're a good man. I really love to get a good, principled, smart conservative like you calling in. And I'm going to ask you to keep doing it. I really like that comment. And what you're describing is some radio hyperbole. Remember, radio is a hot medium. TV is a cool medium. In radio, you overstate by 10%. TV, you understate. Radio and TV, you look heavier than you are. And in radio, you seem more of a lightweight unless you go strong. What I'm talking about is that. Is Joe Biden like Abraham Lincoln or Franklin Roosevelt? No. I mean, I understand that 100%. But Joe Biden came in, and he's an older guy. And our democracy is under attack, Nick. And you have some magnificent people in your party. You have Liz Cheney. You have Adam Kinzinger. Frankly, I think a lot of Mitt Romney, frankly. I mean, he's sort of standing up. I think a lot of Paul Ryan. That's what I want to see back in power in the Republican Party. We need two parties, and we need a principled conservative party. So you have to understand that when I say that, here's what Joe Biden has done. He's put NATO back together again. He's strengthened the EU. He's formed a mini NATO in Asia to counter China, which is Japan, South Korea, Philippines, Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam. I thought he did not do a good job withdrawing from Afghanistan. I'll say that to you. At the same time, we are out of Afghanistan. People say, well, the terrorists are back. The Taliban, listen, you have an Islamic society. They believe in Sharia and they believe in jihad. There's nothing we can do about that. In some more enlightened states like Turkey and Egypt, what they do is they clamp down on their jihadists. But the truth of the matter is, Islam, the word, means submission, and jihad means struggle. That's not Joe Biden's fault. Now, the other thing I think he's done a very good job on is getting us through the pandemic financially, and then right now, gas prices are coming down. And there's a lot of things he is accommodating, I think, the identity politics cult of the left too much, the squad. But on balance, he's been masterful. He's flying the plane in a storm. So, Nick, that's my view. No, is he Abraham Lincoln or